B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Samach Ches. We're going to start in the Mishnah, starting a new perek on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis, 5 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Klal Godoil Omru B'Shabbos. A very major rule was said regarding the halachos of Shabbos as follows. The Mishnah is now going to have 3 categories of knowledge of Shabbos. Number one, Kol HaShecheach Ikar Shabbos, somebody who forgets the essence of Shabbos. He totally doesn't know that the concept of Shabbos exists. V'osa Melochis Harbe B'Shabbosis Harbe. And obviously every Shabbos, as Shabbos came, he wasn't aware that it's Shabbos, and he did a number of different Melochis, many Melochis on many Shabbosis. And then one day he finds out about the concept of Shabbos and all the melachos that he's done that he was not allowed to do. Einu chayev elo chatos achas. We know that anybody that is mechalal Shabbos, he transgresses Shabbos by mistake, b'shoigeg, then he is chayev a chatos. He only has to bring one chatos, because you bring a chatos per mistake. What was his mistake? There was only one mistake. I didn't know there was a concept of Shabbos. Hayoidea Ikar Shabbos, the second stage in the Mishnah. If he was aware of the essence of Shabbos, but he didn't know it was Shabbos today. I know there's a concept of Shabbos, and on Shabbos one's not allowed to do melachas, but I didn't know today was Shabbos. He was lost on some desert island, and he thought today was Tuesday. V'asa melachis harbe b'shabbosis harbe, and every week he did many melachis on each Shabbos. Chayev al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. He's chayev for every single Shabbos. One chatos, because his one mistake was, you didn't realize today was Shabbos. Had I realized today was Shabbos, I wouldn't have done any of the melachis. One mistake, one chatos. And the reason that he's chayev for every Shabbos, a separate chatos, is because since he knows of the essence of Shabbos, it's impossible that at some time during the week, somebody wasn't going to remind him that it was Shabbos. And since he remembered it was Shabbos, that's called a yediyo mechalekes. If he had knowledge of the mistake that he made before he made the next mistake, then he brings a separate chatos for every time that he makes a new mistake. And the Mishnah assumes it's not possible that you should forget today is Shabbos 1 week after another without knowing in between it was Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah, the third case. Hayodea shul Shabbos. Somebody who knows that it's Shabbos today. He knows it's Shabbos and he does lots of melachis. Why? Because he forgot that these melachis are osa, or he didn't know that these melachis were osa. Chayev al kol av melacha or melacha, for every av melacha. And the truth is, it's not necessarily every av melacha, but for every category of melachis. There are 39 categories of melachis on Shabbos. Each one has one av melacha, one primary melacha, and the rest are toildos. They are derived from the Av, but they belong into the same category. Then, for every category of melachos that were transgressed by mistake on Shabbos, one brings an independent chatos. Continues the Mishnah, Ha'oisa melachis harbe me'en melacha achas. If somebody does a number of times a similar melacha, that means all those melachos he did belong to one category, they belong to one Av. Einu chayev elo chatos achas, is only chayev one chatos. Says the Gemara, my tana tana klal godil. Klal is a rule. Klal godil is a major rule. You want to tell us the rules of Shabbos, the rules of Chatos, to say klal, there's a rule. Why klal godil? It's a major rule. Ilema mishum de kaboya le misna oid klal achir. Could it be because afterwards there's going to be another Mishnah that tells us another rule which is less major, less complex, and therefore in contrast to the following rule? It says here that this is a major rule. That will be very good sometimes, because there are a number of times in Shas Mishnayos that Klal Godoil is mentioned, and this explanation will not answer all of them. So let's see the Gemara. Tana Ilem, are you going to suggest Mishum de Kaboy Lemisna Oid Klal Achir? Because we want to say another Klal. Tana klal godel, that's why it says this is the major klal in contrast to the less major rule, v'gabe shvi'is nami. In regarding the Mishnayis of Maseches Shvi'is, the halachas of Shmita, also it says klal godel, de kaboyu lemisna oid klal achir. Tana Klal Godil, there too, since a following Mishnah speaks about a less complex rule, the earlier Mishnah speaks about a major rule. Asks the Gemara v'hogab Meiser, regarding the Mishnayis of Meiser, Diktoni Klal Achir, over there there is a less complex rule that follows, V'loi Toni Klal Godil, and nonetheless that wasn't enough reason that in the earlier Klal it says Klal Godil. It was a major klal. So it seems that the fact that there's going to be a less major klal following is not good enough reason to say klal godol with the first klal. Omer Rabbi Yossi bar Ovin explains as follows. Shabbos or Shvius, regarding Shabbos and Shvius, where it says in both cases klal godol, de'ispahu ovois v'toildois. The reason that it's a big rule is because it applies to types of melochis and isurim which have ovois, which are primary halochis, and toildos, and those that are derived from it. There are 39 ovois melochis of Shabbos, and each one, the Yerushalmi says, has 39 toildos. And with Shvius also, Rashi brings with Shvius, there's the primary melochis, Zriya, Ktsira, Zmira, and Batsira, which are explicitly written in the Psukim, and then there are many toildos, all the other works that one does in the fields. And therefore it says Tana Godil, it says Godil. Meiser, however, regarding Meiser, the lespo ovis for toldois, we don't find in Alochas of Meiser a concept of ovis and toldois. Loi Tana Klal Godil, therefore it does not say Klal Godil. Asks the Gemara, Ula Bar Kapora, de Toni Klal Godil be Meiser. According to Bar Kapora, who learns in a Braisa, he uses the concept of Klal Godil, even regarding Meiser. And according to Rabbi Yossi bar Ovin's explanation, that you only say Klal Godil when there's Ovis and Toildois, why by Meiser did Bar Kapora use the concept of Klal Godil? There's no Ovis and Toildois there. My Ovis or my Toildois Ika. El Olav, the Gemara says, there must be a different reason why the concept of Klal Godil is used. Hai Nutama, the reason is as follows. Godol ointre shel Shabbos yosem shel Shvius. The isurim, the prohibitions that Shabbos is punishable for, extend further and broader than those of Shvius. So in contrast to Shvius, the halachas of Shabbos are big. The ilu Shabbos, because regarding Shabbos, isya bein betolush bein b'mechubar. Those halachas that apply to produce, some of them apply to produce still attached to the ground, others apply to produce that are already detached. It's possible to have an av melacha on produce that was detached before Shabbos. And we're going to learn these halachas later on. The ilu Shvius, however, regarding Shvius, betolush leisa b'mechubar isa. Anything that was detached from the ground before the onset of Shvius is not liable to the halachas of Shvius, at least min haTorah. And therefore, since the halachas of Shabbos extend broader than those of Shvius, that's why it says that the rules of Shabbos are major, or godil. Why does it say klal godil by Shvius? The godil oin shoshal Shvius yosem min haMeisa. The Isurim, the prohibitions of Shmita, extend broader than those of Maisa. De'ilu Shvius isya, bein b'maychol adam, bein b'maychol behema. The halachas apply, and this is apparent in the Psukim, both to food for people as well as animal food. The halachas of Shmita apply. Ve'ilu Maiser, however, regarding the halachas of Maisa, b'maychol adam isa, they only apply to food of people, b'maychol behema leisa, but they do not apply to the food of animals. Animal food is not chayev in Maisa. Says the Gemara, Lebar Kapora de Toni Klal Godil b'Maisa. Why, according to Bar Kapora, does he say Klal Godil even by Maisa, relative to what is the Isurim or the Chiyuvim of Maisa broader? Are they Godil? Says the Gemara, Godil ointre shel Maisa yosem shel Peah. The halachas of Maisa are broader than those of Peah. We know that Peah means that a person who's harvesting his field has to leave a section in the corner of his field for the poor people. And the halachas of Peah are not as broad as the halachas of Maisa. De ilu Maisa, regarding Maisa, Isa b'te'eino v'yerek. Maisa applies to figs and to vegetables. De ilu Peah, leisa b'te'eino v'yerek. The halachas of Peah do not apply to figs nor to vegetables. And we're now going to see where this is apparent. Ditnan, it says in a Mishnah, this is a Mishnah in Peah, Klal Omru b'Peah, the rule of Peah goes as follows, Kol Shehu Oichel, Peah is Chayev on produce, that's a food. V'nishmar, it's protected. V'gidulei min ha'aretz, it grows from the ground. U'lekitosei ka'achas, it gets collected, it gets harvested all at once. U'machnisei lekium, and one saves it, one protects it for later use. Anything that complies with these rules, chayev repair. Those are the ones where chayev repair. And now we're going to explain. Oichel, it has to be food. Limute sfiche sitim v'koitza, to the exclusion of these aftergrowths of sitim and kutza, which are used just to dye and to make color and paint from it, where they are not used to be eaten. V'nishmar is protected. Limute hefker, to the exclusion of ownerless fruits. If there's produce that's ownerless, they are potter from pear. V'gidule minar, it has to grow from the ground. Limute kmehin upitrios, to the exclusion of truffles and mushrooms, that their primary source of nourishment is from the air and not from the ground or the surface they are sitting on. And they have to be collected at once. Limute te'ino, and this excludes figs, that not all the figs get ripe at the same time. Umachnisei likium, and it's got to be a type of food that he brings into storage. Limute yerek, to the exclusion of vegetables that do not last in storage, they need to be harvested and eaten and sold straight away. V'ilu gabe meiser, that's as far as pear, that excludes the te'enim and the yerek. It excludes anything which is not lekitoch soika achas umachnisei likium. However, regarding meiser, none, it says in the Mishnah, klal omru b'meiser, kol shehu oichel v'nishmar v'gidulei min ha'oretz, chayev b'meiser. The Mishnah in meiser says that it needs to be oichel and nishmar and gidulei min ha'oretz, similar to pear. V'ilu likitosei ka'achas u'machnisei likium, loitnan. The last two conditions that we saw with pear, it does not say with meiser, which would show that meiser is chayev even for date, for figs, and even for vegetables, and since maisa applies to more types of food than pear, therefore bar kaporo can use the term klal godol for maisa, and because it's relative to pear. Continues the Gemara. And before we start this Gemara, we saw in our Mishnah there were three different categories of knowledge about Shabbos. The first one was kol hashecheach ikar Shabbos, somebody who forgot the essence of Shabbos. That's the literal translation. The second case was Yoidea Ikara Shabbos. He knows about the essence of Shabbos, but he doesn't remember that today is Shabbos. The third one is Yoidea Shul Shabbos. He knows it's Shabbos today. He just forgot about certain melochas that were osa. Now, in truth, there are four categories. The first one could really be split into two. There's somebody who forgot the essence of Shabbos, and there's somebody who didn't forget the essence of Shabbos. He actually never knew about the essence of Shabbos. And that's even further removed from being chayev. It's almost onus. Somebody who forgot, you can say he forgot, he's not oinus. But somebody who never ever knew about Shabbos, he's more of an oinus. And the truth is, we're going to see, there's a machlokes, a meroim, if somebody never ever knew about Shabbos, it could be he's completely potter. In our Mishnah, we saw that the first bracket, the person who forgot about the essence of Shabbos, and then he finds out, he brings one chatos, even though he did many melachos on many Shabbosis. The second one is somebody who knows about the essence of Shabbos, forgot that today was Shabbos, he brings one korban chatos per Shabbos, because we assume that between one Shabbos and the next, he became aware that it was Shabbos, and he made all of one mistake, forgetting it was Shabbos, therefore he brings one chatos. And somebody who knows it's Shabbos and forgot about the melachos, he brings a chatos for every category of melachos that he was over. That's the basic pshat in the Mishnah. And somehow we have to learn this Mishnah in context of the four different levels there are. Let's see the Gemara. Rav and Shmuel de Omri Tarvayu. Rav and Shmuel explained, Masnissin, the Mishnah that says Kol HaSheicheach Ikar Shabbos, somebody who forgot the essence of Shabbos, is not necessarily only talking about somebody who knew about the essence of Shabbos, but somebody who never knew the essence of Shabbos. But Tinoch Shenoshva LeBein HaNochrim is talking about a child that was captured amongst the Gentiles, and he was never ever exposed to the concept of Shabbos. V'gerushin is Geir LeBein HaNochrim, or a goy that converted, and during his conversion, he did not hear about Shabbos, and he was living amongst the Gentiles, he was never exposed to Shabbos. Avol hikiru l'basayif Shabbos, but somebody who knew about the essence of Shabbos, and now he forgot entirely about the essence of Shabbos, according to Rav Shmuel, it would seem, chayev al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. It would seem that he is chayev for every single Shabbos, since you once knew about the essence of Shabbos. If so, asks the Gemara, Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, hasheicheach, if somebody forgot ikar Shabbos, the essence of Shabbos, lav, can we not take it for granted assume that michlal dehavyele yedia mikara? The word shecheach, which means forget, means that he had knowledge of the essence of Shabbos at one point, and now he's forgotten the essence of Shabbos. If so, if even somebody who once knew the essence of Shabbos and now forgot Shabbos, and the Mishnah says he's chayev just one chatos altogether, then this seems to contradict what Rav Shmuel said, that the only a type of person that never knew the essence of Shabbos is only chayev a single chatos, but if he knew once the essence of Shabbos, he's chayev for every Shabbos, says the Gemara Loi. That's not pshat in the Mishnah. Mai kol ha-sheicheach ikar Shabbos? You want to know what the words kol ha-sheicheach ikar Shabbos means? It doesn't mean you forgot Shabbos after you once knew about Shabbos. Dehoisa shechuach menu ikro shel Shabbos. It was forgotten from him. He was never aware. He was always in a state of forgetfulness relative to Shabbos. He never knew that there was a concept of Shabbos. Aval hikiru lebesayv shochach. And then indeed, it could be that if he knew about the essence of Shabbos and forgot about the essence of Shabbos, he's going to be chayev echatos for every Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "Avol hikir b'soif shochach mai." What are you going to suggest? Chayev al kol Shabbos for Shabbos. He'll be chayev for every Shabbos. Well, let's see how that fits with our Mishnah. Adotonis, we learnt in the Mishnah, hayoideyar ikir Shabbos. Somebody who remembers the concept of Shabbos, he just forgot that today was Shabbos. V'osa melochis harbe b'shabbosis harbe, and he did many melochis over many Shabbosis. Chayev al kol Shabbos for Shabbos. He's chayev for every single Shabbos that he did melochis. Says the Gemara, if what you said before was correct, that the first line in the Mishnah, the first case in the Mishnah, is referring to somebody who never knew the essence of Shabbos, but somebody who knew the essence of Shabbos and forgot the essence of Shabbos, is chayev for each Shabbos, listeni hikir l'b'soif shochach. Then instead of saying in case two in the Mishnah, that if you know the essence of Shabbos and forgot it was Shabbos, you chayev for every Shabbos, say even a bigger chiddush. If you once knew about the essence of Shabbos and forgot the essence of Shabbos, you chayev a chatos for every Shabbos. And then we'll say kol shekein, we'll take it for granted that if you remember the essence of Shabbos, you just forgot it was Shabbos, you're going to be chayev one chatos. So why is Mishnah in the case two in the Mishnah, not speak about a greater chiddush? The kolshkein ha, I'll know as a kolshkein without having to say it, that if you know the essence of Shabbos and you forgot that it was Shabbos today, you'll be chayev one chatos per Shabbos. Says the Gemara, no. Mai hayudea ikar Shabbos. In the second case in the Mishnah that speaks about somebody who knows the essence of Shabbos, it doesn't mean that I'm still aware of the essence of Shabbos and just forgot it was Shabbos. It means, mi shehoyo yoidea ikro shel Shabbos. I once knew the essence of Shabbos, v'shochecho, and now I've forgotten the essence of Shabbos. And that's when he's chayev for every single Shabbos once. If so, what's going to be with the case of a person who did not forget the essence of Shabbos? It would seem from there, says the Gemara, avoloi shochecho, Mai, what are you going to assume for somebody who did not forget the essence of Shabbos, and he remembers the concept of Shabbos, he just forgot today was Shabbos, chayev al kol melocha melocha. In that case, then, you're going to say that you're chayev for every melocha you did on every Shabbos. Then the Gemara asks, let's go back to our Mishnah. In the last case of our Mishnah, adetoni hayudea shu Shabbos. Why does the Mishnah say somebody who knows it's Shabbos today, va'osa melochis harbe, and did many melochis, b'shabosis harbe, or many shabosis, chayev al kol melocha u'melocha, he's chayev for every melocha. Listen, he say a bigger chiddush, if everything we've said till now is correct, say even a bigger chiddush. Hayodea ikar Shabbos, somebody who knows and remembers the essence of Shabbos, but forgot it was Shabbos today, he's chayev for every single melocha. And kol shekein, it'll be self-understood. If you remembered the essence of Shabbos, and you remember that it's Shabbos today, you just forgot about which different melachas that you chayev al kol melacha melacha. And then I'll take it for granted that if somebody remembers it's Shabbos today, that he's chayev echatos for every melacha. So how did we get into all this? Because Rav Shmuel explained that shecheach ikah Shabbos, somebody who's forgotten or not aware of the essence of Shabbos, is somebody who's a tinek shenishba, is a child that never knew the essence of Shabbos, and then the sugya evolved from there. Says the Gemara, Elo masnisen the Mishnah shehikir ulbasev shochach. The Mishnah must be learnt in the way we read it, in its literal translation, that the first case in the Mishnah means that he knew once about Shabbos and forgot that the essence of Shabbos. The second case is somebody who remembered the essence of Shabbos and forgot it was Shabbos today. And the third case is where I remembered it's Shabbos and forgot some of the melachos. So what are you going to do with Rav Shmuel, who said that the Mishnah is talking about a tinek shenishba, somebody who never knew the essence of Shabbos? Or the Rav Shmuel, nami kahi kiul b'seif shochach domi. What Rav Shmuel are saying is that somebody that never ever knew the essence of Shabbos is in the same category as somebody who knew the essence of Shabbos and forgot the essence of Shabbos, and he's chayav a single chatos when he finds out. V'ochi itmar, and so too we learned Rav Shmuel d'omer tarvayu. They both said afilu tinek shenishba b'ina anochrim, even a child that was captured amongst the Gentiles. V'gershin is gair l'b'ina anochrim, and somebody who converted and lived between the Gentiles, kahikir has got the same halachas as kahikir l'b'soiv shochach, as if he knew the essence of Shabbos and forgot the essence of Shabbos. Domi is compared to that v'chayev, and he's going to be chayev a single chatos when he finds out. Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, the Omri Tarvayu, Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish, they argue with Rav and Shmuel, and they say, Dafka, the Mishnah is only talking about a case of Hikir ulubasayu shochach, the first stage of the Mishnah that says you chayev a single chatos, it's only when you were once aware and now you forgot the essence of Shabbos. Avoltinik shenishba bin anochrim, Magershin is gair bin anochrim, Potter, somebody who never ever knew the essence of Shabbos, is onus, and he's completely potter from any chatos. Meisvei, now we're going to have a long braisa, at the end of which we're going to ask a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. We learnt in a braisa, klal godel omru b'shabbos, a major rule we learnt with Shabbos, and this is a similar opening to our Mishnah, kol ha-shecheach ikos Shabbos, somebody who forgot the essence of Shabbos, v'osa melochis harbe b'shabbosis harbe, did many melochis and many shabbosis, ein chayev elo achas, he's only chayev one chatos. And here the Braisa explicitly says, keitzad, what's the case? Tinuk shenishba lebein anochrim, v'geish nizgayer lebein anochrim, v'osa melochis harbe b'shabbosis harbe, ein chayev elo chatos achas. It says explicitly in the Braisa, like Rav Shmuel said, that this shochach, that is chayev, a single chatos, is even in a case of tinuk shenishba. And then the Braisa carries on, v'chayev al adom achas, somebody who drinks blood of an animal, is also chayev chatos. He never knew about blood. When he finds out about blood, even though he drank it many times, he's only going to be chayev one chatos. V'al achelev achas, certain fats that are chayev chatos, if one eats them by mistake, Val Avodah Zorah Achas, and somebody who transgresses Avodah Zorah, he never knew about the Issa Avodah Zorah. When he finds out, he'll only be Chayev one Chatos. Munvaz Poiter. Munvaz argues with the Tanakama and says that a Tinek Shenishba is Potur, because he never knew about any of these Isurim, and therefore he cannot be held responsible. V'kachoy Munvaz Don Lifnei Rabbi Akiva. Munvaz actually made a claim in front of Rabbi Akiva. Hoyelo Mezid Koru Yechoyta. We know that somebody who does an Aveira deliberately, b'mezid, he's given the title, the term, he's termed choyta, a sinner, v'shoigeg, and somebody who does an Aveira by mistake, inadvertently, he doesn't do it directly, he doesn't do it deliberately, he's also called a choyta. So we have a binyan av, since they're both somewhat similar, they're both in the same bracket, that they're both called choyta, even though they're very, very different, and it's highly illogical that they should be the same. Because, and we should even compare one, we should make a binyan av between Shoigig and Mezid, but nonetheless, Munvaz claimed to Rabbi Akiva that there's a binyan av, Ma Mezid Choyser Lo Yedia, in the same way as deliberately doing an aveira, you must have had knowledge before, otherwise it wouldn't be called that you did it deliberately. Af sheigig, so too, when you do an aveira b'sheigig, by mistake, shahoyse lo yediyah, it must be that at some point you had some yediyah before. And that's what Munva says, somebody was tinik shenishba, and he never knew about these isurim, is potter. Omar le Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Harini moisif al dvarecha, I'm going to extend your words a little bit, comparing a mistake, a shoigig, to mezid, and you'll see from what I say that you cannot use such a binyan av. It does not make sense to compare mezid to shoigig at all. If you're going to, because Rabbi Akiva claims, if you're going to compare shoigig and mezid, ima mezid choisa yediyah b'shas maisa, are you going to suggest the following? If you're doing an aveira, you're doing it deliberately, then you have not that you once had knowledge, you have knowledge now whilst you're doing the aveira, you have knowledge it's an aveira. Maybe you say that when you're doing an aveira by mistake, also you have knowledge whilst you're doing the aveira, that you have knowledge of the aveira. And that can't be, because then it's not a mistake, it's a mezid. So Rabbi Akiva was assuming that Munvaz would back down here, but on the contrary, Omar Loi, Munvaz responded to Rabbi Akiva, "Hein, you're right. The culture came trace after. You're right. You extended my words, and you're 100% right. I, Munvaz, holds that you need to have knowledge even whilst you're doing the avera, and that's cool. And even then, there's chayev chatos. Chatos is for a mistake. No, you can have a chayev chatos even when you have knowledge that you whilst you're doing the avera." Omaleir Bakiva said to him, "Lidvarecho ein ze kori shoygig elo mezid. That's not called a shoygig. That's called a mezid. It's called deliberately doing an avera." And don't worry, when we learn on Daf Samach Tes, Munvaz is going to have an answer for this. But this is the end of the brisa. Says our Gemara, Ktonimius. Let's focus now what we need for our sugya. What does it say in that brisa? Keitzad tinoik. What's the case of somebody who's only chayev one chatos, a tinoik shenishbar bein anochrim? So the Gemara says, Bishleim l'Rav Shmuel, according to Rav Shmuel, who say that even somebody who never knew the essence of the Averis, when he finds out he's chayev a single chatos, nichet, very good. That's why it says here in the Tanakhama that he's going to be chayev one chatos. Elo Rabbi Yechonon Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, according to Rabbi Yechonon and Rish Lakish, who say that somebody who never knew the essence of an Avera is potur kashya. Well, how are you going to learn the Braisa? The Braisa says that he's chayev is chatos echas. Will answer very simply. Loi mi ikka munvaz de potter. Go to the end of the braisa, you'll see that Munvaz says that he's potter because he never knew about the essence of Shabbos. And none of Domrinon Kamunvaz, we hold like Munvaz, that somebody that never had knowledge of an Avera is not going to be chayev chatos. Continues the Gemara. My Tamad the Munvaz. The Gemara knew it can't be that Munvaz was making a binyan av. There's no logic in the world to compare mezid to shoigig. They are diametrically opposite to each other. One is that you deliberately did an avera, and one is that you didn't do it deliberately. So there must be another source where the Torah, according to Munvaz, goes out of its way to say yes. There must be some comparison, there must be some level of knowledge in order to be chayev chatos for a shoigig, and somebody who had no knowledge of an avera at any point in his life is not going to be chayev even one chatos. And he's going to bring you a proof, not from a binyan av, which is a form of logic, he's going to bring proof from a hekesh. Once is the hekesh, the Torah says a hekesh, that's what the Torah is teaching us. Tichsiv, it says in the pasuk regarding the chiyuv chatos, there's a single Torah, a single ruling for anyone that does an Avera b'shoigig, there's chayev v'chatos, v'somichle, and then there's a hekesh. Next to it says in the Pasuk, v'nefesh ashesase b'yod rama, a person that does an Avera blatantly does it explicitly. Hikish, here it's a hekesh, not a binyanav. It's a hekesh, shoigig, l'mezid, we compare shoigig to mezid. The first pasuk is talking about shgoga. The second pasuk is talking about biyod ramo. He's doing it deliberately. Ma mezid choisa lo yediyah. In the same way as to be chayev for mezid, he must have had some knowledge, otherwise he's not called. He did it deliberately. Af shegig choisa lo yediyah. It must be that even when you do an avera b'shegig, there must have been some level of knowledge at some point. Asks the Gemara of Rabbonon. According to the Rabbonon, Hi, Torah Achas Mai of Delay. What are they going to do with this Hekesh that compares Shugoga, to Mezid. Says the Gemara, Miboile l'kedemikrile Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi lebrei. They need it for the halacha that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi explained to his son. Toira achas yelochem lo'isa bishgoga. In the parish of Chatos, it says that there's a single Torah, a single halacha for anyone that does Navera b'shoigig. Uchsiv, and in that parasha of Shoigig, how does the parasha start? V'chisishgu v'lo'isasu es kol ha-mitzvus ha'ele. If somebody erred, he made a mistake, and he didn't do all these mitzvahs. And the Gemara says in Hoirius that this is alluding to a single Avera which is serious and compared to somebody who didn't do all the Averas, the whole Torah. What is that? Avodah Zarah. Somebody who serves Avodah Zarah, it's as if he's wiped out the whole Torah. So you see that the parish of Shoigig is going on all Averas he made by mistake. We'll soon see it's not all Averas, but it's talking about Torah Achas to somebody who did an Avera b'Shoigig, and explicitly is pointing out Avodah Zarah. Uchsiv, and then it says in the Hekesh, the next pasuk it says, Vanefesh Ashasasa Biod Rama, that somebody who does Navera Bemezid is going to get punished. Hukesh Kulam Lavodah Zarah. They are all compared to Avodah Zarah. Ma'al Alon, in the same way as in the pasuk of Avodah Zarah, that if somebody does it Bemezid, he's Chayev Koros, and if he does it Beshoigig, he's chayev chatos, dovo shechayovin al zdoinei koros, or shigigosei chatos, afkol, so too, all other shoigigin, when you chayev chatos, it's only afkol, dovo shechayovin al zdoinei koros, val shigigosei chatos. You're only ever chayev chatos if, when you do it bemezid, then there's going to be a chiyov koros. And the way it goes is, the way the hekesh goes is as follows. The beginning of the parasha of shoigigin starts with kisish guvlo isasves kol mitzvah isaile, which we know is the shoigig of Avodah Zarah. And then the psukim continue with all the shoigigin, and then the end it says that if somebody does it b'mezid, referring to Avodah Zarah, then he's chayev chorus. And the hekesh goes that all the korbonis of shoigigin mentioned earlier are compared to Avodah Zarah, which is what the mezid explicitly is talking about. In the same way as Avodah Zarah, one is only chayev a chatos for shoigeg in a case where the mezid of it would be a chorus, so too all the other shoigegin are only chayev chatos if it's a type of avera which is compared to Avodah Zarah, where the mezid would be chorus. A type of avera that if one does it deliberately, the punishment would not be chorus, then even if one does it by mistake, one will not be chayev a chatos. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, we're going to continue from here, trying to understand, according to Munvaz, what's the element of Shoigig if he had awareness whilst he did the Avera of the Avera.